I did ask you for the phone. That's true. But you cannot take someone's phone, take a public health official's phone that you had, and keep it for them, and keep them
I'll throw it in the garbage, Tom.
If you throw a public health official's phone in the garbage, go ahead. But she's keeping them sequestered in their home.
I'm not keeping you anywhere, Tom. And you're free to go anywhere you want.
And they need to question both of us. And I'd like to go on a police boat and be protected there, because you're hurting people that protect. I'm a former hand-to-hand agent. And you're hurting me, and I can't use my hands. They've been injured.
Okay.
Ouch, you're trying to light my face. That's what this contractor would be here. Please not shine that light in my face.
Tom, this is pointing that
and
way.
You took my light. You took my all the lights, you picked them up, and you shined them in my face.
Okay.
And they're very bright. And I have a hole in my right lobe. I had a traumatic brain injury. So anyone, any SOS contractor who points a weapon, electronic weapon, they got to hurt me. And they're participating in an overruling project because, Len?
Len,
the hole in my right lobe causes cavitation. It's an experiment you can read about, and it causes a little bit of extra energy to come out, and now it's more than non-lethal, all right? Now I'm not longer a non-lethal weapon, and I'm terminally injured. My CNS is damaged. Just people doing this have some kind of fetish with people with GHB poison, like Captain America has in the movies. So they're getting excited, and they want to experiment with us, but you can't, because a public health official. And you wanted to know where I got my medical degree. I got it in the auditorium. Near Bellevue in Manhattan, at Liberty Academy, on 21st Street and 1st Avenue, or the avenue past that, okay? And near the Bureau of Labs. And when you find a GHB poisoning, you're supposed to report that to the health department. Otherwise, we can't fight epidemics. So you reported it, but you reported it to your company. And you kept it secret.
I didn't report anything to anyone.
No, they told me when I worked there that they were in charge of when I go to the doctor and your company could look at that. SOS can't look at, Dr. Frankel said, Dr. Frankel, Langhorne, Langhorne Real Associates, very clear. He's worried about reporting it to the insurance company. SOS had the insurance company when I worked there. I was under SOS insurance, and they kept it secret, and they can't, and use it for military purpose, but they're a contractor. Now the military has to look into them. Now the military has control of that contractor because they attacked a public health official. And in 2017, they went over to my boss, Dr. Tom Frieden. And I had an obligation to protect him, Lynn.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, well, it's not okay.
What do you want to say to that?
Now, SOS contractor caused problems for the whole world because we could have treated COVID-19 with just erythromycin. And you got treated that way. You didn't have to go to the hospital. You walked around, you were fine. You had erythromycin. So SOS contractors know that they don't get hurt. You can take erythromycin to treat the secondary infection. And you told me you went to an interview with the health department here where you learned about tuberculosis. Stop shining a light in my face. Nobody likes that. You can't shine a light in someone's face like that. You did it 3 times. Can you stop doing that? I do it 3 times in a row. You say I'm tit for tat. You do it 3 times in a row, and I do it back so you know how it feels. You don't like it. Don't shine a bright light in anyone's face.
Don't ask me for anything, Tom.
Ask you?
Ask
why are you saying
me.
That? Feels like that's what you're doing to me.
Okay.
You're damaging my body. You joked yesterday. Remember you said...
I wasn't joking yesterday. I was too tired to joke.
Yesterday morning, I showed you a picture after I had one of these astringent pads on my body. And it looked like a penis. Anyone would see that. There'll be nothing tonight, nothing. And your friend hit me in the groin again, and you sounded funny, and you sound like you're teasing me. You sound like your friend, like she can talk through your body using SOS technology, or you work together, and you can be the same person, and you can do spy tech, where she can see through your eyes and hear stuff. Maybe you have that, I don't know. But whatever it is, maybe you got multiple personality disorder, whatever it is, you can't keep a public health official sequestered in their home. Now, can I go out of my home? Can I walk around today? Lynn, am I allowed to leave my home?
Sure.
Good. Is it possible that we could see police together and talk about this? Real police?
I'm not talking
anything. Not hyperlistic police?
No.
No? I
want to
see. I want to see real police with you, the local police, because they got hurt. Officer Trousery and Officer Greer.
Okay.
They got hit by this. And I won't say the name of the woman, but a woman got hit. Her name was Nancy. I won't say her last name. She got hit. Her whole body got hit with the beam as large as her whole body. She didn't have protective equipment.
I'm not in charge of those beams. They need to look at. They need to look at the state.
What if Nancy wants to have kids or expects to have a full life then?
Okay.
Now she can't because you decided it's okay.
I didn't
and that, well, now they have to wear extra equipment. They can't wear Kevlar. No, they have to wear lead vests like you're wearing. How come you're wearing a lead vest, Lynn? Why are you wearing a lead vest instead of Kevlar?
I don't know, Tom.
You're wearing it so you don't get hurt. And we didn't have enough lead protection last night. You hit me in the knee with your kidneys. Not last night, the night before. Last night, not as much as on because they only worked my legs. And it hit me in the calves, and my calves are vanishing. They're evaporating the muscle and sinew in my legs, and that puts protein floats into my blood. And it overloads my liver, and I only got part of a liver. I can't store the 2,000 calorie store in
and
my liver that you
have. I'm going back to get my property without my permission.
No, next time don't steal my phone, because now you've got my phone right here, and I don't want it. You can keep my phone in your bag, all right? But you got to explain why you have it. Now we got both phones. We got a phone registered in my name, and I got
the
your phone.
The phone was not registered in the name, it was just purchased.
That's all you need, because now,
okay,
now there's a credit card trail. Now
and
Michael also can use that.
Never activated.
Yeah, it's 55150 on my account, and it says the same thing.
I can't deal with your irrational thoughts.
Not irrational. I don't know why the numbers are showing up like that. I don't know why the timestamp here is 511, right? And I don't know why the time, why 69.9 megabytes, but those things happen. You know, those numbers show up all the time. And it looks like you did a lot of things that are not appropriate.
Prove it, Tom.
I don't have to prove it. Police
okay.
just have to investigate it because they've been getting hurt. Now they have to wear... Now they have to wear 3.0 PPP.
And let me say that this has been going on within the neighborhood.
But
you
purposely
see the damages.
Kicked and make noise, and then I got hit. And I opened the fridge, I get hit. You decided.
And
you decided today
for both of us.
That I can't touch myself because you found a drop in the bed, and I didn't know where when I looked for it. And now I can't ejaculate because your friend decided that. But if you shoot someone when they're doing that, they got to go to jail overnight.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second offense. Now we're going to double it like Moore's law, and they should go to jail for 2 days overnight. Every time you do that to someone, you make them sick. So. Maybe you and the friend both have to go to jail, and local police have to take you and treat you properly and put you in jail overnight. And I need to go to a police boat where I'm safe on the water from contractor equipment because it reaches everywhere in the water. No, police will actually protect me. I'm a police family member too, and you're attacking a police family member, and now they have jurisdiction. They didn't before. I don't need to ask Maria. I just need to... Maria took the money, that's fine. Thanks for letting me know. Only you would know that, Lynn. How do you know Maria took the money, Lynn? Walks away. But you gave me a piece of information. Now I know Maria took the money, and she works with Lynn. Dr. Maria Gray, police already reviewed that she first profession was she meant it. I'm going to kill you. I hate you. I'm going to burn you. I'll hire people to kill. And she hired them. Next confession was fake. Oh, police did it. Police went to my home, and they came to see me. And it was a young police officer, and he flirted with me, and he wanted me, and he gave me money, and he gave me cocaine, and he told me you did. All his boss hated you, and you made his life hell, and I need to get you with all of my contractors. I don't think so. Maria lied. She coerces people. She threatens people, and she attacks police officers. She attacked a public health official. I'm a hospital cop, right? Like a police officer. They didn't give me a gun because they're worried I might shoot people. It'd be bad PR. A lot of police are afraid to use their guns. Now they used to use their guns. You need to use them to shoot people because you had a garbage truck driver, using the equipment to do whatever you want. Had jurisdiction over police. You hurt the police officer. The weapon that's potentially as powerful as an M16. In fact, they attach it to M16s. Can't use a plasma rifle. Can't do that. 30-watt plasma rifle, a phased plasma rifle? No way, that's like right out of the Terminator. Then can't use that. Can't hurt people with that. Maria can't. You can't have contractors around here. So police need to shoot them. I saw a police officer, detective, from Ben Salem. Said, yeah, I have something over my heart to protect me. Can't do that. You got to put a full lead protective medical jacket and one that goes over the shoulders a little bit. Because they shoot me through the shoulders and hit me in the heart. And they destroyed one ventricle in my heart. And they hurt me when I'm doing handstand push-ups. And that's very sick. So I'm going to ask Lynn to watch me do handstand push-ups again. Because I get hurt. And you know what? Maybe a police officer comes over. He can watch me and see me get hurt while I'm doing them and see Lynn get hurt. Lynn watch me and she doesn't really get hurt. She gets hit by little zaps. But they increase the intensity. You know how much to use. And they use enough to kill me. And they make special laws. And that you can't do that. And one of the laws now is I can't tell the marriage bed. I can't ejaculate a marriage because it dropped my phone somewhere. Now, I had paper towels the other day, but the drop went over my shoulder and I couldn't find it, and Lynn got mad. So she left a drop of something on my lead blanket, on the lead protective garment for my waist. It's a lead medical garment. She teases me, calls it a skirt, but you know what? It's a lead apron. It's a medical apron. And there was a drop on it. And she found the drop, and she put it outside the bedroom and left it there for me to see. And she decided there would never be another drop in the bedroom. And in the morning she said, nothing, not that I wouldn't, but you do that. And what happens is your body recirculates it. And when you have gadolinium poisoning, it's a metal, the most reactive metal in the world. And if you get it stuck in your body, it's supposed to stay deposited in bones. I have a little bit of it. She keeps mobilizing it with the radioactive fields. And now she has radiation because yesterday she gave me iodine pills. And I only have one here. But she gave me six of them apparently. And the other five vanished. They were in my pants pocket. So her friend Missy that took the pills and got them at home is going to have to apologize and have to get locked up for radiation poisoning. And you can't do that. And that's very sick. And no one would know to give someone iodine. That's like Fukushima. They know about iodine. They know about radiation poisoning. So that's what, now she has to give iodine pills to everyone in the area, including police officers, and I only got one, and I need the rest of the iodine pills that you didn't give me. Can't poison someone due to the power. And we already did that with barium and gadolinium. You did that 3 times. Once, okay. Second time? Third time? That's 3 times with gadolinium and barium. And you leave barium under a cap or a crown. And regular medical professionals like me and private medical professionals, we don't know what to do because that gets lost. We don't know about it. They don't look about it in the ER. And I was in the ER for 14 hours for renal failure at Thomas Jefferson, and they collected a lot of money. And Thomas Jefferson bought Area Health, where in 2011, Dr. Kenneth Morris from Ben Salem, who cried, "My patient died today," knew that was going to be a problem. That she cried in 2013. It was a problem for 2 years, and I lost 50 pounds. And my body was being poisoned. And the nurse from the Navy, the Ben Salem Medical Practice, took me aside and said, "Look at my gums." And she said, "You need to drink up to 3 gallons of water a day, as much as you can, because he's shutting your kidneys down." She said, "Throw out the medicine he gave you." So that was wrong.